Welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole with Eric Ebersole.
You ever miss a train because one tiny door is closed? That single closed door quietly writes the rest of your day. Welcome to Down the Rabbit Hole. I'm your host, and today we're examining the invisible threads all around us. The routes, the routers, the little links that decide whether things move fast or get stuck. We'll keep it practical. Three clear ideas and three tiny activities you can try between tasks.
Oh, that train image? Perfect. Immediately I'm picturing signal bars on a phone dropping right when you need them. Same invisible script, different stage. I'll walk listeners through a 2-minute sketch you can do with a sticky note to spot the choke points that make days go sideways.
Quick promise. By the end, you'll have 3 mental models to spot important nodes, 1 hands-on demo to watch a cascade in action, and a browser simulation you can toggle to see structure matter. No fancy math, just intuition you can use tomorrow. Experience shows those tiny habits stick.
Okay, start simple. What makes a network a network? Nodes and links. A node is a thing, a bus stop, a person, a router. A link is the connection, the road, the handshake, the Wi-Fi hop. But hold on, not all nodes are equal.
Exactly. Think of a city map. Some stations are tiny, some are massive hubs where lines cross. Degree just means how many links a node has. If you plot coffee shops and draw lines where people walk between them, the shop everyone funnels through is a hub, and it massively changes how quickly a message or a cold spreads.
Wait, really? No way! That coffee shop is doing all the heavy lifting?
I get that, but isn't it tempting to blame everything on structure? I'm skeptical when folks say, fix the network, and expect immediate miracles. People, schedules, and small preferences change outcomes a ton.
Good push. The useful way to hold both ideas is this. Structure sets the stage. It narrows possibilities, while timing and behavior choose which path gets taken. So when we test a change, we watch both the scaffold and the actors. That makes our intuition more accurate.
Perfect. And for learners, hubs are great teaching targets because they're visible and dramatic. Remove one and students see a big effect. Keep it and things speed up. That's why I always tell teachers to pick a hub on day one.
Let's move to dynamics. Flows, failures, and spread. Picture water through pipes. Wide, many pipes mean smooth flow. Pinch one and downstream pressure changes. Networks carry traffic, information, or influence the same way. Where connectivity is dense, things move fast. Where it's sparse, they slow or get trapped.
And tiny tweaks sometimes rewrite outcomes. That's the cascade idea. Dominoes are the classic, but you can build branching cascades with coins. Add a few at a junction and watch the cascade favor one branch. It's an instant visual of sensitivity. I'll walk the steps next.
Before the demos, Shauna, give listeners a 2-minute sketch method to spot local networks. What's your fastest approach?
2 minutes, sticky note, pen. List things that interact around a task. Your morning commute, devices in a room, who talks to whom at work. Draw dots, connect interactions, then circle the busiest dots. Repeat with a second system and compare which hubs repeat. That's redundancy showing up on paper.
Nice. That also shows redundancy. If a node has many alternate routes, it's less critical. Now let's give listeners 3 bite-sized activities. One observational, one hands-on, and one browser-based. I'll do the observational. Shauna takes hands-on, then I'll close with the online tool.
Sounds good. I'll be the chaos coordinator for the coin demo. Go ahead, Philip.
Observational. Map your morning commute or 2 short trips this week. Note which intersections or Wi-Fi routers appear repeatedly. Those repeating spots are the structural backbone. Do it sitting at a coffee shop or while waiting for the kettle. Low effort, high insight. Look for recurring hubs and for alternate paths people actually take when something's blocked.
Hands-on. Grab small coins or mini dominoes and make a branching layout, a main line that splits into 2 or 3 side branches. Nudge the main line and watch where the cascade goes. If one branch has more coins at the junction, it wins. Remove a coin at the junction and the flow changes dramatically. Safety note, use flat surfaces.
keep tiny pieces away from children unsupervised. Quick, visual, and repeatable.
Browser option. Try a simple network spread simulator. Search for Network Contagion Simulator, or pick a basic interactive where you can toggle links and infection chance. Start with a sparse network and low spread probability. Then add links or increase probability to watch how the same seed can either fizzle or explode. Change one variable at a time so you can see cause and effect.
Quick aside, listeners sometimes want exact predictions from these toys. They're intuition builders, not crystal balls. They'll show tendencies, not fate. Don't overgeneralize a single run. Try variations.
Totally agreed. Use these as tools to ask better questions. Where are the hubs? How much redundancy exists? And how sensitive is the system to one change? If you want formal answers, pair these with data and models. For everyday curiosity and classroom demos, observation plus one quick experiment is gold.
All right, three takeaways to use tomorrow. One, sketch before you solve. Drawing nodes reveals hubs. Two, tweak one link at a time. Small changes often produce big differences. Three, look for redundancy. Alternate routes mean resilience. Say them out loud and pick one activity to try in the next 15 minutes.
One suggested classroom experiment, have students map a school day, who talks to whom at lunch, which classrooms bridge activities, then hypothesize how adding a common area would alter flow. It's social, safe, and great for testing hypotheses. That is an interesting topic and a perfect bridge between observation and experimentation.
So right now, pick one thing. Map a commute on a sticky, set up a tiny coin cascade, or try a browser simulator. Share a one-sentence result somewhere. Writing it down or posting it makes the learning stick. I like that.
Thanks for joining us down the rabbit hole. Subscribe to the show for more short, curiosity-driven explorations. Try one activity today and drop a quick result or question. We'll read a few next episode. Thanks for listening to Down the Rabbit Hole. Don't be afraid to learn.
You've been listening to Down the Rabbit Hole with Eric Ebersole.